Symbols are more powerful than words, because symbols belong to the unconscious, doesn't belong to the conscious. There is a book called Man and His Symbols by Carl Jung. Carl Jung studied the unconscious, the collective unconscious of the human race across the world. What he discovered was the modern man living in 20th century and the pre-modern people living in different cultures, they all shared one unconscious. He called the collective unconscious. And then there are archetypes, and they recur in all cultures, in all religions. And that is the language of God, if you will. No matter what you do, you are involved in thinking thoughts. You are worried about your finances, about your future, about your relationship, your responsibilities, your diseases, so the mind will not stay in peace. It keeps worrying, 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 thinking, thinking, thinking. Make the mind to think of the peacock. The moment you engage the mind to think this humongous peacock, there will be a change within your being, within your unconscious and the conscious as well. And what that change would be? That change is to accelerate the evolution of your own brain and mind. I'll give you an example. There was one person who had a car and he had no parking garage. So he used to park the car on the street. And then there were times when you have to go and remove the car and park it on the opposite side of the street because the street cleaning people come. And you have to keep moving it, otherwise they give you a ticket. So he was very upset because he always forgot to move the car. And everybody can relate to the experience. I have done this myself when I was a graduate student. So he decided, my God, this is not a good idea. Let me go and find an apartment where there is a parking lot. So he found an apartment where there was a parking lot. But he made a mistake. The mistake was, there were parking lots, but then the apartment was close to a shopping strip mall. The people who came to the shopping strip mall parked their cars in the parking lot of the apartment. So he never could find a place to park his car. So then he moved to another apartment where they said, this lot is yours, and then they number it. So he was assured that nobody can park in my parking space. But then there was a problem. It snowed a lot. And what happened? And he has to spend a lot of time removing the snow. So he decided to get an apartment with a covered garage, with a covered parking lot. And then he was satisfied that it was covered, and then he didn't have to remove the snow. But then he has to park the car and walk to his apartment. He thought, this is not a very good idea. Maybe I should have the car right underneath my apartment. So he moved to a townhouse where the garage was underneath, so he could go and park the car and go into his apartment through the garage door. And then he has to climb up the stairs to go to the apartment. So sometimes he has to carry a lot of grocery. So he resented that. Then he thought, why don't I have somebody drive me this car Why don't I have a chauffeur? Why don't I have somebody carry my grocery to me? And look at where he started and where he is thinking now. First, he was parking his car on the street, and now he wants a chauffeur. And there's nothing wrong about it. He could have entertained this thought of a chauffeur right at the beginning, but he did not. Why? Because the mind moves very slow. He would one day, in his own evolution, will have a chauffeur and will be fed up with all the money and everything. Then at the end, he would want enlightenment, total liberation from all limitations. At that time, he would seek God. So you see, it takes so much time for the human mind to move. But if you want to move faster, there is a device, and that's the device of the peacock. The moment you engage the mind to think the thought of a peacock, then it will move very fast. How do you know? You have to experience this yourself. The symbol of the peacock will move things faster. We want everything fast now. The peacock is faster than light. We have to evolve to that level. The problem of humanity is that we are stuck in a slow time and space reality, which moves very, very slow, sluggish. This is the greatest discovery of yogis, that if you engage your mind in thinking about this peacock, then it brings celestial light. This is not even ordinary light, because ordinary light is slower compared to the celestial light. Then you will very quickly move from one reality to another reality. That's why I have great problems in dealing with things that take a long time. That's why I want to speak. If at all I want to speak, I prefer not to speak. If at all I want to speak, I just want to speak only in symbols. Give you a symbol. And have your mind thoroughly absorbed in the symbol of the peacock. Miracles will happen, I guarantee you.